Well, they have to give a preferred diagnosis. They can't just throw up their hands and say, we don't know, but they should acknowledge that there's a degree of uncertainty. I once foolishly said to my pathologist colleagues at one of their meetings, never trust the pathologist who always has an absolute diagnosis for everything. And I think that's true. You know, some of these things, they just can't be sure, and it's important for them to convey that to the treating clinician. We as clinicians are used to dealing with uncertainty. Most of what we do has to do with uncertainty. We can give a patient a prognosis for a particular condition, but there's no certainty, there's a range. And I think the other important thing is when there is uncertainty by the pathologist, they should seek other opinions. If you're in Britain, I suppose, you send it to Martin Cook in Guildford, and he will give you a sensible second opinion. And I think, you know, the more experienced pathologists look at these things, the more likely you are to get closer to an accurate diagnosis, but it's never absolute. There are all these...